And joined at this hour by Brad Bollinger, the publisher of the North Bay Business Journal. Good morning, Brad.
Good morning, Pat. Thanks for having me.
Glad to have you here and anxious to get to the bottom of this story. We all wonder about several burned out areas from the 2017 fires and what will be done with them. And an article in the North Bay Business Journal about an idea and maybe something more fervent than that with regard to the old Kmart store location in northern Santa Rosa.
Yes, we broke the story yesterday with Quackenbush, one of our veteran reporters, that a Indian health clinic is in the early stages of being planned for that site. You know, retail is probably off the table just because of what's going on in retail, particularly big box retail. So what a great use for that site. It's you know, centrally located. People can get to it, public transportation, et cetera. So, but it's wonderful to see that it, at least it's, you know, seeing some proposal.
Yes, something's got to be done there, yeah.
Vibrant again. Yes, yeah, because right now you drive by it, it's sort of like, no way. So, and, you know, the same with the two hotel sites going up the hill. There are things, you know, bubbling up to get those rebuilt as well.
So this could potentially be a healthcare clinic that would serve the various tribes in Sonoma County?
Correct, correct. Several of them. So, you know, access to healthcare is absolutely critical to the health and well-being of our communities, and we want to make sure that everyone has access. We have a great Santa Rosa Community Health and in Napa, LA clinics, and in Marin County, the Marin clinics are all serving underserved populations, and we've got to continue to do that, as you know, well as the broad community.
And also, sort of what's up in Washington, D.C., of course, aside from the bar hearings, is that the latest stimulus package is being debated between the Republicans and the Democrats. A couple of things that I think are going to touch every community, including ours, the outcome of what the lawmakers will do about that extra payment for unemployment insurance.
Yeah.
It was $600. It's not going to be that. It might be something in between nothing and that.
Yes.
That will have an effect on us. Also, whether there are, you know, eviction protections that will be contained in this new stimulus package could have an effect on both renters and landlords, too, here.
Yes. Well, that $600 a week extra was a lifeline to people. It, you know, allowed them to just get through a period of sudden and unexpected unemployment that is really no fault of their own and no fault of the economy, just simply this virus. So to just cut that off, given that we've had this additional wave of cases and closures, particularly in hospitality and industries where you know, people need to get back to work but can't, the extension makes perfect sense. And I think the debate is we want to make sure there's a balance between incentive to get back to work and, you know, subsidizing payments. We want to make sure that's balanced out so people will go back to work when the opportunity comes up.
Yeah, and that's also money that did at least some of it get pumped right back into our economy, too. So those extra dollars, we'll see what happens with that. I have to say, Brad, I had lunch yesterday afternoon in downtown Santa Rosa, literally in downtown, practically on the street, and an enjoyable occasion that apparently a lot of people are taking advantage of.
That's great. That's great to hear. You know, it's, you know, the whole point is having, you know, an enjoyable experience. You can relax, take your time. And that's just what downtown should be about. And then maybe I'm done with lunch. Maybe I go look inside the store, et cetera. So
yes,
that's
please.
All
yeah.
Good.
Supporting the retailer is an important part of that success story.
That's good. So I just want to mention our wine conference tomorrow. Starting at 10 o'clock on our Zoom platform, got John Moramarco, industry analyst. You know, he really is going to dig down into the smaller wineries, which a lot of the data, other data doesn't capture. And, you know, the big players are actually doing quite well. If you are reliant on a tasting room and people taking home a case of wine, you're really hurting right now and having to find other things to do. But this industry has been through prohibition. It's been through you name it. It will get through. And there's a lot of innovative and interesting things going on out there. So our wine conference will also have a Wells Fargo economist that can tell us about, you know, what's coming up in the next two or three quarters. So
very good. And the start time again on that, Brad?
10 o'clock, and it's free to the public thanks to our sponsors, our underwriters, and other sponsors. So just go to our website, and you can join in free.
And that is Brad Bollinger, publisher of the North Bay Business Journal. Thank you. Brad, thanks for being here.
Thank you, Pat. Have a good week.